Unit 47. If you beat the mountain, said the 20-year-old American skier from Lewiston, Minnesota, the mountain can't beat you. Cindy Nelson, the girl who had skied her first race when she was only 7 years old, did just that in the women's downhill alpine ski race at Innsbruck, Austria. It hadn't been easy. Her practice runs down the steep slope had almost ended in adversity. 5 times she had failed to finish. Several times she had been tossed head over heels by dangerous turns and icy spots. Then it was time for the final race, the swift flight down the mile and two-thirds course with the clock ticking away fractions of seconds. Cindy Nelson not only finished the race, but she also won a bronze medal. She had beaten the mountain in the world's greatest sports competition, the Olympics. Unit 48. Hundreds of years ago, in the eastern part of Holland, water from rivers and streams drove huge water wheels. The other parts of the country did not have good running water. Therefore, the Dutch built large windmills that utilized wind power. One feature of the Dutch windmills was that they could turn on their bases. In this way, their sails could be set to face the wind, and the blades would turn no matter from which direction the wind blew. The Dutch used their windmills for two purposes. Some were used for pumping water, and others for making or preparing things, like grinding corn and wheat or sawing wood. The windmills that pumped water were especially helpful because they could clear water from huge areas. Once, 51 windmills pumped for 4 years to drain a lake dry so it could be used for agriculture. Windmills have served the Dutch people well.